And it is a cup of tea show. It's a virtual one. We are over Zoom, but I'm delighted to be joined by Mohammed Kamel, who's an actor, a Liverpool supporter, and yeah, currently starring in the Crown. Mohammed, thank you so much for coming on. Really nice to speak to you.
Thank you very much for having me on, John. I'm very, very excited.
So I mentioned The Crown, and that's what you're doing now. It's a huge show. It's one of the biggest shows in the UK at the moment. Well, I'm sure worldwide, I'm sure people are watching it. My wife is glued to it, so therefore I'm watching it as well. But, you know, it's one of those things I complain about and then I enjoy, you know, one of those sorts of programmes. But it's absolutely huge. So to be part of such a big phenomenon must be pretty exciting.
Really, really exciting. I mean, when I first got the news that I got the role, I can't tell you how excited I was, John. And I could hear, like, my agent, they had me on, the day they told me the news, they had me on a loudspeaker on their phone. And I could hear everybody in the office at the agency just sort of like screaming and cheering in the background. It's like, you got a part on The Crown. And it's like, you could just hear them like going off. And I mean, it was surreal. And when you actually start arriving on set then and filming your scenes and seeing the scope and the budget that they have, John, it's just incredible. You know, it really takes your breath away.
And that's it, because, you know, it is always seems sort of quite the production, really. And it has gone through different times and it's gone through different eras and there's been different queens and things like that and huge sort of actors in it. And so, you know, these Netflix productions now, they are absolutely huge, aren't they?
They're massive. The budgets, I mean, I took, because the character that I play, obviously, well, all the characters on the show, as you know, are real life historical characters. So the character that I play actually has hair. And as you can see, I have a shaved head. So I would arrive probably before, a long time before most of the other actors, because they would have to fit a wig on me. And then once they fit the wig on me, they style it. And that would take about an hour and a half every morning.